Lift up your right hand and speak to God. Speak to me today. Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Speak to me today. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Why must we look up to God? Five reasons. Number one, because our help is with God. Look up to him because your help is with him. That was what Psalm 121 verse 1 to 3 said. Psalm 121 verse 1, he said, I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We look up to him because our help is with him. To look away from God is to die helpless. To look to any other source is to die helpless. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. People who look elsewhere die helpless. Number two, you look up to God because your future is with him. God knows your tomorrow more than you know your past. Your future is with him. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. My plan is to take you to where you will end well. Your future is with him. Your future is not with a man. Your future is not with the government. Your future is not in the hands of society. Your future is with God. So you must make up your mind to look up to the one who controls your future. Why must we look up to God? Number three, because your direction is with God. Your direction, the way to take in order to reach where you are going is with God. That was what the Bible said in the book of Job, chapter 23 and in verse 10. He said, but he knoweth the way that I take. The road I am meant to follow in life, he knows it. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knows where I am to pass from here to the next step. Between my singleness and being married, he knows the road I should take. From my married life to fruitfulness, he knows the road I should take. For the full fulfillment of my life assignment, he knows the road I should take. So to look away from God is to die in confusion. To look away from him is to die in misdirection, is to miss road in life, because our direction is with God. There are so many people jumping from pillar to post. So many people jamming rock and living a life of trial and error, a life of at random motion, a life that you cannot define. Why? Because they are not looking up to the one that carries their direction. Your direction is with him. In order not to miss road, in order not to jam rock, in order, in fact, not to end in hellfire, we look up to him. Your direction is with him. Number four, we look up to God, number four, because your provision is with God. Your provision. Matthew chapter 6 verse 11. He said, and give us this day our daily bread. Whatever God cannot give you does not exist. Your provision is with God. Your provision is with God. Whatever God cannot give you is not with the devil. Your provision is with God. Your supplies lie with him. And so we must look up to him. Whatever God has not given you has no future in your life. If it is not God who gave it to you, it doesn't have a future. Your provision is with God. And finally, we look up to God because our honor and your honor and dignity is with him. Your honor and dignity is with him. In Psalm 8 verse 4 and 5, he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. It is when you look up to him that you escape shame. They looked up to him and they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. It's when you look up to him that you escape ignominy. You escape reproach. You escape a life of indignity. When you look up to him, you escape shortage and scarcity. They look up to him and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. So your help is with God. Your future is with God. Your direction is with God. Your provision is with God. Your honor and your dignity is with God. Why waste your life looking somewhere else? Is God speaking? Having said all, your eternity is with God. Eternity in heaven, he determines. You live for him, you end with him in heaven. You live for the devil, you end in hell. All said and done, your eternity is with God. Is God speaking to anybody here? Say amen. So if we are to look up to God, what are we to look away from? Very important. If we are to look up to God, what should we look away from? Number one, look away from yourself. Look away from yourself. There are many of us who think that we deserve to succeed because we are intelligent. Look away from your abilities, your talent. Look away from your wisdom. Look away from your beauty. There are beautiful people with frustrated lives and marriages. There are handsome men who are useless on earth. There are people with certificates that are not certified in any area of life. I met a young man with first class in economics. 1996, begging at the junction of AYA, I think that was 97. He showed me his certificate. He said, this is my certificate, I have nothing to do. Look away from yourself. Because human wisdom is limited in power. Look away. Look away from your potential, your qualification. Why? Because take note of this. To look up to self is to settle for limitation. Self equals limitation. Everything about man is limited. Your wisdom is limited. Your beauty is limited. Your potential is limited. Anything about man is limited. To look up to self is to settle for limitation. So look away from yourself. Number two, look away from man. Man. And when we say man, we are talking about human connection. There are so many disappointed and disillusioned people on earth because they put their hope on a human being. Jeremiah chapter 17 and in verse 5, he said, cursed is the man that look up to man, that maketh flesh his arm. He shall be like the heath in the desert and shall not see when good cometh. But he shall inhabit the parched and dry places of the desert. Looking up to man is a curse. Is God speaking to somebody here? And I don't care who the man is. Rich man, small man, political man, whatever. Don't struggle for human connection. Struggle for divine connection. When you get divine connection, human connection will get you. Am I communicating? When you look for God, man looks for you. I'm talking from experience. Look up to God, for God is a jealous God. Now, I said when you look up to self, you settle for limitation. What about looking up to man? When you look up to man, you settle for frustration. Okay? Massive, monumental frustration. Because nobody can disappoint man like man. Massive frustration. The person you are thinking will help you does not have you as his number one agenda. Himself is his number one. Don't look up to man. I don't care whether that man is a pastor. Man is man. And God is jealous when man begins to look for man. There are so many people who are frustrated in so many ministries. And probably in this church too. Because they came to church solely to watch a man perform. They came to church purely to receive a miracle from man. Hear me? Some people say, can you give me an appointment? Let me see you. And I laugh because 99.99% of miracles that I have witnessed happened in the church, not in my office. Not when you saw me one-on-one. So but people think, let me see you. No, sir. Struggle to see him. When we refer people to the healing service, they think it is pride. It's not pride. I am very confident when we are together. Say, where two or three are gathered, I'm there. The atmosphere of his presence is my greatest strength. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And the glory of God is being diverted to human beings. We celebrate human beings. We take the promise of man more serious than the promise of God. We take the touch of a man more serious than the touch of God. So the frustration continues. Is God speaking to anybody here today? Look up to God. Because, please take your seat. To look to man is to settle for frustration. Number three, who are you to look away from? Look away from alternatives. Alternatives. What do I mean? There are those who go as far as the native doctor's house to get help. In our generation, there are pastors who, after they haven't seen some results for a while, decides to go to the devil to get power. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Everybody is a prophet. Everybody is an apostle. Everybody. Everybody. Everywhere. Including those who got born again yesterday. Including those whose spiritual history nobody knows. Why? Alternative. Let me make it fast. Real men of God. God prepares his men. It took Elisha 21 years to become a prophet. 21 years. Paul the Apostle started in ministry for a long time. So many years before he was confirmed into the office of the apostle. The There are those who started off just zealous for God, evangelizing, for so many years before they could be ushered into a higher office. Some people started with the highest one on the spot. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Look away from alternatives. Am I communicating? Anything God cannot give you does not exist. Anything God cannot give you is not with the devil. Whatever the devil is giving you is a trap in disguise. If you look up to man, if you look up to yourself, you settle for limitation. If you look up to man, you settle for frustration. And if you look up to alternatives, you settle for destruction. You settle practically for destruction. Ask Abraham. After he waited for a long time and God could not give him a child, he organized a child for himself. Later on, Isaac came. But you know the story of the child that came. And the story and the challenge of that child till today. If God cannot give me a husband, I will find myself a man. That is destruction you are looking for. Ask those who tried it. There is something worse than being single. That is marrying the child of the devil. If God cannot give me money, let me go and find myself money. One young man testified some time ago. Somebody took him somewhere to for them to do something for him to make money. They said he should bring chicken. He brought the first one. His father died. He brought the second one. His mother died. He brought another one. His sister died. You see, looks like it is this chicken that is killing them all. That was when his eyes opened. Whatever God cannot give you does not exist. And if you are sitting here with charm in your pocket, because this is an outreach program, or you are watching this television, this is the time to surrender it. It is destruction. I was talking with a man in the office the other day. They took him somewhere and gave him charm against accident. The very first day he carried the charm, bam! The most terrible accident he could imagine. Terrible! He said, what? He looked for where to give his life to Christ on the spot. Because he would have died and gone to hell that day. Hallelujah. Look away from yourself. Look away from human connection. Look away from alternatives. Number four. Look away from the environment. Refuse to look around. I said some time ago that to look around is to hang around. Your destiny does not hang. Stop looking at your circumstance in worry, in anxiety. Stop looking around. Look up to him. To look at the environment is to settle for stagnation. To look at self is to settle for limitation. To look at human connection, at man, is to settle for frustration. To look at alternatives is to settle for destruction. To look at your circumstance around you is to settle for stagnation. You just remain there. Number five, don't look back. Looking back at things that happened in time past and then generating bitterness, or looking back to regret at missed opportunities, or regret at misbehaviors of time past. To look behind is to settle for retrogression. Your life goes backward when you look back. Paul the apostle said, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are in front. Don't look back in regrets. It brings limitation. Number one, look away from self.
Number two, look away from man. Number three, look away from alternatives. Number four, look away from your environment. Number five, look away from the past. Don't look back. That's number five. Look away from the past. That's number five. To look back is to go backward in retrogression. There is no future in the past. Number six. Don't look down. What is that called? Depression. Lift up your head. Don't look down. Look away from discouragement. Look away. Don't look down. They looked up, not down. To look down, of course, is to settle for depression. Head down. That's not the will of God. Where do you look? Number seven. Look up to God. Look forward to the future. Look up to God and look forward into the future. Better days are ahead. Worse days are behind. Look up to God. Look forward into the future. What do you get when you look up? Elevation. What do you get when you look forward? Acceleration. Look up to God. It will bring elevation. Look forward into the future God has for you. It will bring acceleration. Don't look back. Don't look down. Don't look around. Don't look at alternatives. Don't look towards man. Don't look towards self. Look up to God and look forward to the future. You look up, it brings you elevation. You look forward, it brings you acceleration. Somebody say amen. Amen. And what is the practicality of looking up to God? Two things. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what the glory he sheds on our way. When we do his good will, he abides with us still, and is for all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. Everybody sing, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. For the final time, sing, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That is, let your trust and confidence, number one, be resolute in God. Like God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said, what God cannot give me, I don't need it. Let me not have. Where God cannot take me, may I not get there. What God cannot do for me, may it remain undone. Absolute trust in God. Absolute confidence in God. For I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Savior, Savior. I have confidence in you anytime, anywhere. I have confidence in you, Ewo Chinekemo. Absolute confidence in God. And number two, look up to God means look into the word, for God is the same with his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Look up to God means look into this word. Receive it as the guiding principle of your life. Eat it in the morning. Eat it in the noon. Feed on this word. Focus on this book. Let it be the most important book of your life. More important than any book. For out of this book, your destiny will be molded. Many people carry the... You can't carry this book and believe it and go to hell. You can't carry this book and believe it and fail on it. You can't carry this book and eat it and the devil can be chewing on your destiny. You can't carry this book and believe it and eat it and be a victim of multiplied afflictions. If you cannot understand it yourself, listen to the messages of those who understood it and preached it. Let the messages feed you. Let the tapes feed you. Let the CDs feed you. Let the books feed you. And you will be lightened. And your face cannot be ashamed. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. If no one joins me, still I will follow. I have decided to follow. While our heads are bowed, I'm going to pray for some people. The best that can happen to anybody's life is to live a life that belongs to God. You are not guessing. The devil is not guessing. The witches and the wizards are not guessing. They know you belong to Jesus. When you are his own, fully and truly, demons will think twice before they trespass your life. And then at the end of your journey, heaven becomes your home. This moment, I want to pray for people. You say, Pastor, I want to hand over totally to my Maker, my Savior, my Lord. I know his blood was shed to forgive me my sins. I cannot keep one leg in church and one leg out. I cannot be rising and falling spiritually. I cannot be overcome by sin all the time. I need mercy. I need help. I want to live for God. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need forgiveness. Jesus, come into my life. Change me today. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, I ask that the hold of sin be broken off these lives. Deliver them from every distraction in their mind and in their bodies. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.